I think we just have to all be asking more questions. And like,
background doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, welcome to.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Your freaking microphone, dude.
Welcome to Goalless Discussions, episode Coronavirus 1 or whatever. But we're in season 2 still. This is our first remote coronavirus episode. Everyone is remote. We're doing this via Zoom. It is not that exciting, but we're going to do it anyway.
We'll try our best.
Have a commute, so you're not even listening to this, but you know what? We're going to do it anyway, because if we don't do it, then coronavirus wins.
That's how this works.
All right. And I welcome back our full complement of hosts. Tyler Speck.
Yo.
Brian Wu.
How's it going, guys?
Ashley Williamson.
Hey, hey.
Okay, we're all back. And you know what? We're gonna give everyone an update about what we've been up to, what life is like briefly since coronavirus hit. And then we're gonna just go and just like complain about it or talk about it or whatever, because that's what this episode's about. I'll go first. I am now sitting at home during the week. And trying to figure out what it means to be a pastor at a church and like, and whatever, and care for people and do all that stuff. And I've got plenty of access to grind about this, while in quarantine, but also, we do the live stream every Sunday. So we go to the office still, we do this live stream. So that people can have a live moment of worship together remotely, even though technically, whatever we do in the office doesn't really hit anyone's screen until 20 seconds later. Why is everyone laughing?
Bro, you sound so bad.
I sound so bad?
Dude, it your voice like is distorted. Super distorted.
Gurgling.
We should keep it.
There was gurgling.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens. No. It's like a lag thing. Just like super distorted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think.
I have no idea.
Okay. You know what? Whatever. So that's my life. Tyler, go next.
Oh, you're drinking something. It's okay. It's okay. This comes with the territory during this summer Zoom. We got this.
Oh, my life's pretty, like many people, mundane. Not necessarily in a bad way. Typically wake up and work for a little bit, try to figure out what working even is. Trying to stay connected with a lot of the college students and my day usually by playing a game or two of Call of Duty, having dinner, and then going to bed at like 10 p.m. So,
what time do you wake up after going to bed at 10?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
is it 10 a.m.?
It's like 10.
Oh my god.
10 to 10.
So that's why you're not on the morning prayer
call.
Sign
of depression. Are you all right?
I'm okay.
Wait, what time does Ashlyn go to bed?
Usually a little later than me, and she gets up way before.
Oh. How does Ashlyn feel about your sleep schedule?
She makes fun of me for it.
Could you do something like throw water on me if I wake up too late?
Wow, I don't want to invite that. No. Like,
gross.
I can't see her actually doing that, but I would like to. That would be common.
Yeah. I wake up before 10.
Why don't you just do like a viral, you know, video where you tell Ashlyn, this is the challenge. I want to actually just sleep 8 hours a night. And then, cause she knows when you go to bed, cause she's up later than you. And then she can start the timer. And then when you go beep, 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 beep. And then like every morning she throws water on you and she films it. And then we can see your reactions over time. Like the first time you're not going to know what's going on. And then, you know, slowly you'll like jump out of bed when you hear the, yeah. No?
The swishing of the water.
This sounds entertaining for everyone. Except for me, so.
I think it's very entertaining for you.
Exactly. I know, yeah. That's the point.
All right. Mm-hmm. Ashley, next.
I have now been at home for a month. I live with two doctors and a few other friends and a toddler. And so we were exposed a few weeks ago to the virus. So we're officially quarantined for 2 weeks, which just ended this Sunday. So this week has been really nice because we've been able to take walks. The first couple of weeks were really hard just adjusting. But since then, I don't know, it's been a lot of quality time and I'm an introvert and I like quality time. So that's been nice.
What was it like being quarantined with a kid? That sounds like pretty awful.
So we could go in our driveway with him because, yeah, he needed to be outside a little bit, but he, it's really cute because every time he asks why we can't do something, then he'll be like, coronavirus? Oh. Yeah, that's why. why we have to wash our hands so much. Coronavirus? Yeah. So yeah, it's overall been not bad.
It's good.
I've also been baking. That's new and different.
Wait, what are you baking?
Bread. So this started before all this happened. It was like my goal at the beginning of the year to learn how to bake bread. So I bought a big thing of yeast. Maybe I shouldn't be throwing this out there to the world because now people are going to hunt me down for it. But yeah, I've been baking bread each week.
What kind of bread?
Well, there's this really intense book that one of my housemates had on like artisan bread. So I read that and then started baking it. So I was doing that for a while and now I have ventured into other types. This past week I made beer bread. For Easter, I'm going to make beignets.
Beignets are delicious. Like donuts. Yeah. Oh yeah, better, Mike, you should know all about beignets.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've had many in my my adult life where my mom lives in New Orleans. So yes, I've had many. Excellent. Brian, yeah. What about you, man?
Things have been actually kind of interesting. I mean, obviously I'm still going through the same stuff as everyone else, like kind of figuring out like how to not go crazy. But I think all of you guys know this. I started a new job a couple weeks ago. And literally my last week at my old job was like the week right before everyone started working from home. So the week I started, I was already remote. So that's been interesting. So it's a big company. I'm working at Sanofi now, which means that a lot of the first couple of weeks, this is the end of my third week now, has just all been training. I have not done a single actual like project task thing, anything yet, which has been kind of frustrating, but like it's, I don't know, at the same time, like it's kind of relaxing being able to take a couple of weeks and not have a lot of work to do. But because of the coronavirus, I literally had to meet every single one of my coworkers over Zoom. So I have not seen any of them in person, and it's been almost a month.
Oh, wow.
So that's interesting.
That's incredible. But
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of what I had to do. Yeah, I don't know. I think life for me otherwise has been okay. Being home is unfortunate. I now have realized more than ever how loud my upstairs neighbors are. Because everyone's always home now. Like, I can't get away. So it's like, usually I'm like not home, right? Like, I go to work, and usually I'm like not home until like I'm ready to go to bed. And now that's not, you know, a thing. So unfortunate, but you know, it's okay. We're all dealing with stuff.
Well, interesting. All right. Well, we're just going to, I think, tackle a bunch of topics around coronavirus. Well, and we could talk about stuff you like, stuff you hate, and we could try to go about it that way and just tackle a bunch of stuff. I think the first thing I want to talk about is my son's voice still coming way through really loud?
Yeah. Well, it's not that loud. It's noticeable, okay. But it's fine. It's okay. Screaming.
All Mark is screaming right now is don't do that. And I don't know. And it's not because anyone's doing anything. It's just that if someone does something he doesn't like, he starts to scream, don't do that. And then it just cycles in a loop until he calms down. So sorry, listener, if you can hear that. Let's talk about Zoom calls first. A lot of shaking of heads of Ashley. Ashley, why do you hate Zoom calls?
So prior to all this, I only had one 15-minute Zoom call every week, and that was fine. I mean, it was a nice thing, but now that it's the only option, I don't know why it's so exhausting to only talk to people over a screen. I mean, maybe it's just because before we were doing everything on screens anyway, except for meeting with people. And so now we're doing both. And I don't know, it's just so hard. And I feel so much more tired after meeting with people on a screen than I do doing anything else. I don't know what that's about, but it's, yeah. Which is why I wanted to see your faces bigger on the Zoom call.
So I actually found, okay, I might not have as many Zoom meetings as you, but like, I found that like, This is kind of bad. This is kind of really bad. But I feel like being on Zoom meetings actually makes time go faster for conversations I don't want to be a part of. Because then I can like, you know, just like mute myself. If I'm feeling really ambitious, I can just like mute my video. And kind of just like pull out my phone or just, you know, just surf the web or whatever. Like, again, really bad. And no, I'm not talking about the context of CG. just kidding. I don't know. I also am starting to get tired of Zoom, but also if I'm being honest, I had no idea what Zoom was until the coronavirus. So, and then all of a sudden everyone is using it. But I do feel blessed that we have the technological ability to still, you know, see people. Cause I was talking to my friend the other day. It's like, imagine if this like coronavirus thing happened, like, I don't know, like 100 or 200 years ago, like how much worse would that be? Right? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I am thankful for the ability. It's just tiring when it's the only option. I don't know.
Mm. Well, you could call someone.
That's true. I have been calling people more. I've been calling my mom more. She's real thankful for that.
Actually, I have heard a lot of my friends, like they're all talking about how like because of this thing, they're actually, the people they're talking to the most are not the people in their like community pre-coronavirus. It's all these people that they haven't talked to in years. And all of a sudden, yeah, like, because of this, now they're just like, everyone's just catching up, which I think is actually really cool.
Right. You know, like people are free. You're like, oh, I know you're
exactly
going to call you now.
That's no, the thing. That's what I said to my CG. It's like, all right, listen, we're having CG and I know you guys are free. So if you're not coming, I know it's just because you straight up don't want to. And yeah, it's worked. So
it's kind of interesting when you consider like the way technology was going, everyone was becoming more and more distant. And now it was like, so we were, sorry, you guys can see me doing this, but the listener won't be able to, like, we're moving farther apart, but now this happened and it made us jump like 3 or 4 steps. And now everyone's like, oh, I don't want to be here. So I wonder what our reaction is going to be when all of this kind of finishes, if we're going to come back or if we're going to continue like getting farther and farther apart over like social media and stuff like that.
At least for the first couple of weeks, I'm pretty sure it's going to come back, or like, you're not going to be able to find a seat in a restaurant or a bar for like the first like month. I feel like, I don't know. That's how I feel. Like, could you imagine like the first day, like Harry's or the Ave, which are bars for those of you who don't know, are open? Like, it's going to be packed. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, if you have money at the end of this.
That's fair.
Will have no money or already have no money. So, yeah, I will. Someone is, actually, you said something about the Zoom. Oh, you know what's great, Brian, is that you can actually, yeah, what I did is in Zoom, you can set your background, right? And so most people are not that creative and they're like, oh, my background is, look, I'm in space. That's novice stuff. The pros, this is what you do, is you open your webcam and you take a video of you listening, pretending to listen to stuff. You blink, so, make it convincing. Then you stop the video and then you leave.
Hey.
And then what you do is like you momentarily stop your video and insert the background. And the background is a video of you listening.
Yeah. And I realized this on a meeting with Mike. Oh, and all of a sudden, he was wearing a different shirt. And I was like, Mike, what? What is going on? So then he showed us his recording. It was brilliant.
I also want to thank you, Mike, for sharing that information with several of my CG members. They told me that you showed them how to do it, and now they're probably going to start doing it going forward.
It's so great.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You can also like bomb your own self, because if your background is your bedroom, exactly where your laptop is or your camera is, then the background is actually very convincing, and then you can do things like jump into your own, like have a background of you jumping into frame. So that's
actually really funny.
Those are the things that you do.
Him like eating his own head.
Right. Or like, you know, just that, yeah, whatever. But that's a great way to sit in a meeting. Cause like, you know, if you mute the video, they all know like, oh, you've turned off your camera for some reason. And so if you just have this nice, pleasant background of you just sitting attentively listening, they think that you're listening. So, not that you should do that, but in case someone is wanting to do that, then
I'm just picturing all this happening, like Mike doing all these things in the middle of like really important church meetings with all the pastors. All of a sudden, there's a video of Mike eating his own head.
I first thought about it at a call. I was on some call. It was super long. Oh, and it was like one of these calls where they were trying to get together all the pastors in the city or whatever for like the Boston Public Schools or something, and so it's literally this giant Zoom call with like 75, 80 people. So, and you could see who's like cameras on and off, and that's fine. It's not a big deal. But then I just started to be like, it was that first week where there's too many Zoom calls at once. And so I was just like, oh, I wonder what I could do here. Like, well, you know, I'm like, oh, they kind of just see my profile picture. Well, what if I make my profile picture my face listening? Then it'll kind of look like I'm listening. But then I was like, oh, wait, you can make it a video. Like the background could be a video. So then like, that's how I kind of arrived on it. Cause I was trying to not be a slave to looking like I'm listening. When like, I just knew that it's not that important that I sit there attentively because it's like 80 people on the call, or maybe it was a different call where I was bored as well. So it's definitely not good for those of us who don't pay attention in meetings very well. Yes. But I also find that like no one's going to usually call you up and be like, hey bro, why is your video camera not on? So then like you could
except
just.
Except for me apparently. Oh, well, yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, no, the first time I saw it, I was like, Mike, what's going on?
Oh, really? Did you think that and not say anything? I don't think you said anything.
No, just when I asked you I realized it was a recording.
Right. Oh man, I should demonstrate that and post it on Facebook.
Yeah,
you should. Yeah, I will do that.
Just unleash this weapon onto every Zoom user in the world. Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, man. All right. Next thing we're going to talk about, trying to do normal things during the pandemic here. And you can talk about whatever you want. Is there anything like normal that you've been trying to do that you're like, oh, this is suddenly like way more difficult or in some humorous way different than you thought?
Like what?
Like anything. What are you talking about? Like what? No one has had any thoughts about this? Oh my gosh. So I'll give you an example. Okay, like leaving my freaking house. So I'll give you, look, I live on the third floor. Okay. So when I have to leave my house.
The whole thing is you can't do normal things.
That's fine leaving the third floor. But then when we get down to the first floor and I got to leave, I like look at that doorknob and I'm like, okay, I think people on the second floor. Okay. Work in essential services. And so I know that they're at higher risk. And I'm like looking at the door and I'm like, oh shoot, how do I open this doorknob? And then I'm like, so then it's like, do I use my shirt to open it? But then I've got in my mind, oh, the shirt's been touching the doorknob. Then I got to change the shirt later. Or like we've literally been bringing wipes down with us to leave. And then you throw the wipe away. And just like leaving the house. Like taking the trash out is so annoying. Because I'm literally just like, okay, how can I take the trash out without touching stuff. I don't know. That's the kind of stuff I'm thinking of. I mean, there's even stuff like normal stuff, but I don't know.
Makes sense. I mean, I guess that's a little different because I live in a house all with people who we've all already been exposed to each other. And so we're just operating under not, you know, separating from each other. But
how many of you are there in the house? Just so the listeners know.
There are 6 adults and a toddler. But our quarantine ended this past weekend. And so I was so excited to go on a walk for the first time in 2 weeks. But we like had to wear face masks whenever we went outside. And so I walked to the Arboretum and was so excited about it. But then it ended up being just this really sad experience because the face mask like eventually just, I don't know, got kind of sweaty and the people who were at the Arboretum were so focused on avoiding each other, like staying as far away from each other as possible, that instead of thinking the normal things I would be thinking about on a walk to like rest and relax, I was just thinking about how I could like, you know, protect other people from my germs, protect me from germs. And the whole time was spent, you know, actively thinking through those things, which kind of took away from the point of the experience. So that was sad. I was like, oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, no, I don't think of that too. I think it's like really, when I think about it, it like makes me a little sad that things like this, but like whenever I go out now, like for like either if I'm going on a walk or like going grocery shopping or whatever, like anytime I see a person, I like get like instinctively a little bit anxious. And I'm just like, oh, that's like not great. But like you actively try to like avoid people. Like obviously like not everyone has it, but like you're like, oh, there's a chance, right? Like there's a chance that anyone you see might have it.
So. Have you guys watched the video of like how you're supposed to bring your groceries in your house?
Yes. Oh, wait. It's crazy.
Do not watch this video. You will get so stressed out when it's over because there's multiple versions. The one I watched, it was like, hey, my name is Matt and I work in medicine and here's how, you know, we will employ like medical techniques to bring your groceries home. So then he proceeds to be like, okay, first of all, you should like if you don't need the groceries right away, then the germ only lives on these things for this long. So like you can leave the groceries out in the hall for a certain amount of time. So I'm already like, oh, are you freaking kidding me? And then he's like, let's draw a line here on the counter. And this is the dirty side and there's the clean side here. So then he starts to proceed to like take each item out and like wipe it down with disinfectant and gloves. And then like, if possible, he opens the box and then empties the box into a Tupperware so that only the insides are touching the clean container. You watch that video and you're like, I want to die now. Like just growing groceries. So then like Tanya saw that too. And then like the next grocery shopping experience, she was like so stressed out. Do not watch this if you're an OCD person, people. Or maybe you should watch it and then just say like, I was right. but it's, yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of that. I don't know that video, like there's just a lot of anxiety. Cause you're like thinking how cautious is cautious enough? And the sort of answer is like, well, nothing's too cautious. And then you're like, well, but I also like, I'm just going to lose my brains. If I'm, I don't know. It's like a weird line, right? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, this is crazy. I feel like something that I've been talking a lot with my friends about is like this, the progression of like ideology that how people view coronavirus starting from like even like a month ago. I feel like the majority of people I was talking to were like, oh, like it's not a big deal. Literally everyone was using the lie. It's like, oh, it's literally just the flu. It's fine. And then like fast forward like only 21 days later and now we're here, you know, everyone's like actually just freaking out. I don't know. I think something that I was thinking about as well is, I don't know if you guys like check out like all those like online magazines, like Relevant magazine or whatever. And like all the articles are all about like how we as Christians are supposed to deal with coronavirus. And I don't know. Have you guys read that / what are your thoughts about that? Cause we're talking about all this anxiety and stuff, but like, I don't know. Like sometimes I get a little like, oh, okay, this is a little like silly, but at the same time, maybe it's not. Thoughts?
Oh my gosh, I was waving my hand at everyone.
I think it has been a cool opportunity just to reveal, you know, what matters, what doesn't matter about how we did things before with gatherings and I don't know, our relationships. And so that has been nice. I think the other thing I realized the first couple of weeks were so hard for me in social distancing, not because I was uncomfortable with the situation or the people I lived with, but because I had so much more time from distractions and wasn't hopping from one thing to the next, I just had this really heightened awareness of my own sin, my own anger and impatience. And I realized at the end of that first or second week, like, oh, this isn't uncomfortable because of what I'm being prevented to do. It's uncomfortable because of me and just how I'm responding. So I don't know. I think that's been beneficial for sure. And yeah, just recognizing my own sin in the midst of things, but also kind of evaluating how I was prioritizing my time and resources before and how I really want to be, yeah, prioritizing things.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like it's like caused a lot of people to have to sit still and look at some problems and issues that they either didn't know were there or just had been putting off and ignoring because they had been just going at like breakneck speed in life or whatever reason. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing at anything. Just continue. Okay.
And I thought the same thing too. I don't know.
Brian, I'm going to resonate with you a little bit. There, like the sheer volume of like, you know, this is our moment, Christians, stuff. Like I get it on one level. So let me not, I'm not saying that those realities are not there, but it also strikes me that there's all these people who are like, I think they feel like, well, I got to do something. And they're like, well, what can I do? I can't go outside. I got to do something. And then it's just like the everyone's pouring themselves into this content machine and social media and videos. And like, if I see another video of like how I can deal with this crisis, I'm going to kill myself because it's just so like, it's just so much. And I think like less is more on some level, or I wish it wasn't like, yeah, I don't know if this is preventable. It's just like first of all, every single company you've ever signed up for anything from or bought anything from is sending you some
literally
I'm so annoyed by that. I like as yes. the church, as the main contact person at our church, I keep getting all of these emails from people who are trying to like capitalize on it in terms of sales. And that has been so annoying.
Yes.
But think about it. That's literally, oh, okay. It's not exactly the same, but like, that's kind of like what all these Christian magazines are doing too. Right. Like, I don't know. Like, I get your point, Mike. Like, I completely agree with what you said. It's like, yeah, like, you get it. But at the same time, it's like, is this, like, necessary? Like, we're literally hearing the same thing, like, four or five different times. Like, four or five different
sources. I would appreciate a marketing email that's not like, how we are caring for our customers in the COVID-19.
Right. I'm just trying to get your money.
No. Sometimes companies just like, customer service is working, but slower. Orders are slower. Thanks. Like, if I had, like, a 8-word email just to be like, hey, we want to keep it brief. Bam, 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 done. You know, like I would appreciate that, but instead you get these long flowy messages from everybody, including like, and then I'm like, I think it's appropriate that like you do it, but then like, yeah, I don't know if it's preventable. It's just like, at some point there's like, oh my gosh, like I'm actually not like, I've actually like, at first I thought, well, the way I need to stay connected is through social media, but it's complete garbage. It's actually like not great at all. And so like, I'm sick of that too. I'll just get on to like, you know, a little bit, but everything is like, if I see another screenshot of a Zoom call on Facebook, stop it, people. People
out there. It's like, we don't care.
Your freaking Zoom calls.
I did take a screenshot though. It's when like, we started.
The one that Tyler just posted of this Zoom call.
Oh, did he just do it?
I don't know. I just saw him take a picture.
That would be so like, funny.
I'm tired of, right? Is like, yeah, please don't. I don't need a screenshot of your Zoom call anymore. And I just, you know, I don't like, I don't need all of it. There is an outlandish amount of content about it. And I do think that it's in part propelled by a lot. There are certain person, like, I don't know about you guys, but I think there are certain person, like Grant. Okay. Well, first, hold on. There are people whose, like the people they're leading are going through a really hard time. So I'm not saying that that's not true and that that's not like a reality you need to care for and address. I think that's totally true. You can do that in ways other than in a public Facebook post for every single person that you happen to be connected with. So one, you can do it, like you can do it a little more focused, but I also do feel like there's a lot of people out there who are like, I feel like I have to do something, that I feel powerless, and their response to their powerlessness is by like trying to like somehow grab control via a powerful Facebook post. And I'm not here for it. You know, like I don't need, I think, you know, maybe as a person who generally has accepted a certain amount of powerlessness to just do basic tasks all the time, I don't feel this need, but like I quickly knew like within the first go, I'm like, you know, I actually can't just like, I can't do any of this stuff and it's okay. Like I can't do a lot of normal things and I can't care for people the way that I normally feel obligated to or that I want to. And that's kind of okay. And I'm just going to figure out what I can do and like the things that I can do with like a return on investment is the wrong term, but that's kind of what I mean, right? It's like if I pour myself into like, you know, Zoom calls, sometimes there are ones that are necessary and good, but like there's also ones that I'm like, you know what would be better? Might be a regular phone call because that actually might be kind of nice. Or like there, you know, there's maybe there's some thing I can do on my own. Like read a book or you know, I don't know, pour myself into something creative that might be like 100%, like that would be what I'm doing anyway. The return on investment is 100% as far as like pre-quarantine versus like, you know, if we weren't in this situation. And maybe I should pour myself into some of those things instead of trying to like squeeze blood from a stone by approximating like normal life, quote unquote, via these other means. I don't know if you guys get what I'm talking about.
Kind of. I mean, it seems almost sometimes like we're trying to do even more right now, like cram even more into this virtually than we did in person before. And so, yeah, I feel the effects of just constant consumption of, and I'm not even on social media. It's just like constantly things are being thrown at me or people are like looking for resources and asking about resources. And so I'm just reading all these things, trying to share, you know, with people who are looking for them. But what I really crave at the end of the day is just to be in person with people I love and, you know, I don't know, learn.
Y'all, All this talk is making me really concerned about Sunday. So I was telling you guys before about how, like, I gave up social media for Lent. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should just, you know, leave
stay
it.
Stay off.
Yeah, it's just stay off until this whole thing, like,
goes. I recommend it. And yet, even that, you can't get away from, like, I mean, you can if you, I think, like, the first week of all of this, I read this book on... it was called The Common Rule, just about spiritual disciplines and practicing those. And so one of the things, and I haven't adopted all of them, but some of them have been helpful, like not even looking at your phone or anything for the first hour of the day or the last hour of the day or both, and like starting the day in the Word before you do anything else. And things like that have been helpful, just so that, but I, and even still, it's like way too much. I'm just way too often, you know, scrolling or searching, and it's never, it's very rarely helpful.
Right. And that's the thing, like with social media, it's like, I like, even if I like, when I do install it, and if it starts going bad, I won't be able to stop myself from like constantly consuming it either. So, I mean, I feel that's dangerous.
Just put a timer on your stuff.
Yeah. I know Tyler does that, but yeah, I don't know. Too.
Oh, it's been really helpful. Like, yeah, because like, okay, like sometimes, so like actually I created a failsafe, was like, if I really want to go through the trouble of pulling out my iPad in order to get to social media, then I've allowed that. And honestly, like it's made me do more, but because it's only got a very limited window on my phone, it's like 15 minutes a day. I sometimes I'll just be like, eh, I don't want to bother. Or like, that's not the point of why I added this control. So then like, it has limited my time. And I actually just uninstalled like a bunch of stuff that's like time wasters on my phone. And then it's, and my iPad's the, like, if I want to go through the trouble, I'll go fund my iPad. And just having that slightly less attractive barrier has made it like where I still have the access, but I don't like, it's not just so easy that I've basically taken things. The only things on my phone, which is in my hand, which is like readily accessible, are things that I really think I should try to go through the trouble of. Like, those are the things I want to happen automatically. And the things that I don't want to happen automatically because they're not the best for me, are, like, there's like barriers I've just put in place like on purpose, right? Like, so that's, yeah, I mean, I think it's like worth it to do that in general with stuff that like, you're like, well, this is bad for me. Or like, this is like, I should only do it in limited spurts. Well, then you have to create the environment that like makes you only want to do it in limited spurts. So. Or some people are like, I can only watch TV if I'm on my treadmill, or like, you know, stuff like that. So like, there's kind of these rules they create for themselves, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's smart. We'll see. I probably won't do that. I probably should, but let's be real. Probably not.
wait. So, hey, Ashley, didn't you have some Lent commitment that you were doing? Are you still doing it?
Yeah, for one more day.
One more day.
1.5. Yeah. It's been good.
I forgot what it was. Are you what is it? I think I missed. Tell the listeners if you feel in your conscience.
It had to do with food, and it was just pretty restrictive, but I've done it. This is the third time that I've done it. And a part of doing it was, and it was before all this happened, just to remind me to be in prayer more often for those, particularly around the world, who just have less resources. So I ate a lot of rice and beans for the last 40 days. But it, yeah, has been good. And yet still I don't, you know, think or pray nearly as often as I would hope.
I really want some rice and beans right now. I have had zero rice and beans since this all went down.
Well, I now know how to make them better than I did at the beginning of all this, thanks to...
Any tips or tricks about bean preparation specifically?
Yes. So soak them overnight for sure in salt and a little bit of baking soda, and then cook them with even more salt. That prevents the cracking of the shells and the softening of the insides.
Just what's happening.
And just overall better taste.
It's just like...
What's everyone doing with free time? I'm actually curious. I know Call of Duty's happening for Tyler, and then sleeping.
That's it. That's the entirety of Tyler's life.
I planted some herbs.
Wow. What kind of herbs?
Parsley, sage, cilantro, and then some peppers. There are a couple of other herbs, but I forgot. But they're growing, so that's good for my soul.
Nice. Wait, so Brian, do you see anyone like...
Shame.
In person?
Yeah, I do. I shouldn't. But, yeah.
Brian.
Okay, listen. Well, I'm not tied down to like, in terms of like having to like serve on the Sunday broadcast like you guys do.
Sure.
So in the I will admit in the beginning it was like definitely a problem where like my CG was still like hanging out a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But like how we ratcheted it out to ourselves again, and it's gotten better since then. But how we rationalized it out was like, oh, like this group of people is like only seeing each other. So as like a group, we are self-quarantining.
Yeah.
And that's like how
how
logic.
Many people? How many? Are you talking like 14 people, bro? Or are you like?
I mean, your whole no. It's not our whole CG. It's probably like
half.
Yeah, probably like eight of us, but not all at the same time. Like there's like eight or nine of us.
All
that
just
were
go
like,
over each other's houses. In kind like a of, pack.
Yeah. No. So it's like a couple of people within that group would be hanging out like in different, like not all of us at once. Yeah. I don't think we've done a big group thing since like we moved virtual.
I see.
But like even now, like I think like I still like run with some people occasionally. I still like we'll go watch a movie with some people and then obviously my roommates, but that doesn't really count.
Oh, like you'll like go to the movie theater?
No. Like someone's apartment.
And oh, we'll, like, I was like, just hang out, watch crap, a movie. No.
I don't even think those are open anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah, I definitely see people more than I should. Dude, this is crazy because I was like catching up with some friends at home. And granted, they're in New Jersey, which is like kind of like way worse than here.
Oh, it's but, so
like,
bad there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Well, it's about to get bad here too, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was talking to them. So they're engaged, right? And these had been friends for a long, long time. We're just catching up. And they were telling me that they, and this was like a couple of weeks ago, they have not seen each other in person in like 4 weeks at that point.
Whoa.
And I'm just like, dude, they're engaged. Like they're like, you know, they're like together. And like, I'm sure like it's still not my case.
The Sunday crew.
And like that's how serious people are taking it. And I'm like, oh man, I feel like we also need to be taking it that seriously.
Tyler, have you guys seen anyone? Oh.
Dude, so this guy, also I'm very thankful, but he like dropped off Chick-fil-A for me the other day, and which was aww, awesome. But he didn't even like stop to say
wait,
hi.
Where,
he, like,
literally, where were ours?
Hey, hey. Stop to say hi, Brian.
I don't know. I have a divider, okay? Like
oh, that sounds
although so Tyler has dropped off Chick-fil-A at my house before, so thank you. This is very great.
He just texted me, hey, like, I'm already gone, but the Chick-fil-A is there.
Oh, it dude, really does.
Dude, oh, I have free hash browns yeah, right now.
Yeah, spicy chicken, they started that in Texas last year, but it hasn't come here. Like spicy chicken strips.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Spicy chicken right now.
Oh my gosh. I feel like every time so anyone mentions Chick-fil-A, there's always that moment of silence where everyone's like, oh,
well, Chick-fil-A. Okay, so honestly, we've gotten pickup from there at least 3 times.
Wow.
Since it all went down. Because inevitably one of the kids is like, I want Chick-fil-A. And we're like, well,
yeah.
Yeah. So we do the drive through. They're pretty good about it. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I know that restaurants and places are being super careful because all you need is like the publicity of one case at your restaurant and your freaking business is over. So I think, you know, it's actually sort of a safe place, even though it's not, you should do it as little as possible. Yeah, I don't know, man. There's people, you know, in our church who work in the hospitals, and it is really, really bad. We have one lady who's like, they're saying they're anticipating it getting really bad for the next week or so, and so it's definitely a serious deal. If you're a listener and you are not in our part of the country, I don't care. It's a big deal. I think it's one thing to try to figure out what you hear on the news and another to like talk to people who are working in the hospitals, yeah, who do this for a living, who are your friends and people you can trust. And they
also,
are like,
yeah, people in the hotspots, like who are yeah, like seeing what it could be for everywhere else. Like yes, talking to people in Jersey and New York, seeing, and like also like what you said before, how Boston might be getting that bad. It's like, it's getting to the point where like almost everyone knows to like 1 or 2 degrees of separation. Someone either has it or has even been hospitalized by it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's getting serious. Like it's not that bad in Boston yet.
Yeah. A friend of mine who lives out in Central Mass, she just got out of the hospital and it was really bad. She had to go to the ICU and like they did an intubator, which is like when they sedate a person and put them under and like use a ventilator to make them breathe. But she had to get oxygen. She was like really, really bad for like over a week. And so, yeah, it's, and then her whole family was actually sick, like her parents, and stuff like that. So, yeah, serious deal, people. You need to make sure you, stay on it.
Sorry, I had it in the bathroom. Also, I think we should stop talking about coronavirus.
Okay. What should we talk about instead?
Oh, BRB.
I left the recording going. I'm gonna like, let's take a break. And
sorry, I have to use the bathroom. And then just
I don't think a lot of people
keep going.